California Governor Jerry Brown delivered his annual State of the State address today in Sacramento, saying the state's improving fiscal condition is cause for celebration.
We've wrought in just 2 years a solid and enduring budget, and by God, we're going to preserve and keep it that way for years to come.
In a wide-ranging speech, Brown quoted the Bible, Oliver Wendell Holmes, and Franklin Roosevelt, and laid out a blueprint for his next 2 years in office. He included a warning for Democrats who might be eager to spend more on social programs now that the state no longer has a deficit.
It's cruel to lead people on by expanding good programs only to cut them back when the funding disappears. This isn't progress. It's not even progressive. It's an illusion. The stop and go, the boom and bust serves no one. We're not going back there.
Brown spent a significant amount of his speech talking about education, criticizing both a bloated education code and standardized testing.
We seem to think that education is a thing, like a vaccine, that can be designed from afar and simply injected into our children. But as the Irish poet William Butler Yeats said, education is not the filling of a pail, but the lighting of a fire.
He also called for more state resources for students who need them most, such as those living in poverty.
I'm asking you to approve a brand new local control funding formula, which distributes supplemental funds, not the basic funds, supplemental ones, over an extended period of time to school districts based on the real-world problems they face. This formula recognizes that a child in a family making $20,000 a year, or speaking in a language different from English, or living in a foster home requires more help. Equal treatment for children in unequal situations is not justice.
The governor also touted a plan to build tunnels in the Delta to move water from north to south and confirmed a trade mission to China. Both Democrat and Republican lawmakers offered praise for Brown's agenda. Democratic Assembly Speaker John Perez says the speech was right on target. He says the legislature needs to strike the right balance.
His discussion about lean years followed by years of plenty and the responsibility to store up the plenty for those lean years is something that the pro tem and I have been saying consistently. This is not an area of disagreement. This is actually an area of agreement.
Assembly Republican leader Connie Conway applauded the governor's focus on fiscal discipline.
I love it when he channels his inner Republican.
Conway says she's a big fan of his message to put more power into the hands of school boards and teachers rather than the state.
I like the thought of more local control. I really do. That it appeals to me in many ways. And I do not fear change. But as I look around the legislative floor, I think this will be, at some point, a very heated discussion.
Conway says she also supports Brown's call for an end to tuition increases for UC, CSU, and community colleges. A statement from the California Republican Party was critical, arguing that Brown has no plan to create jobs and claiming that the state's financial picture is not nearly as good as the governor says it is.